cooked food. If it was raw cooked, raw food, it had to be cooked. And all the Baba, the disciples who collected that food, used to bring near Baba. Baba used to pull it and then distribute to all. And then we had a few morsels of food to eat. You see, it was such a terrible... And we were never used to this life. And Baba never allowed us. Baba never asked us to go through the hardships of this life. And even today, after the finish of the new life, Baba did not insist upon anybody to go and begging this. Because Baba says, I have again come from my new life to the old life. Resume the old life. You see, Baba always wanted everybody to keep himself very happy, look after his own duties of life. If it is a study, to study. If it is a married life, take a job. Look after his wife. Look out. Be most practical in the world. Only keep my love in your heart. And look upon that love as the most precious thing in your life. That love is for Meher Baba, who is the personification of God. Keep that conviction within you and offer these prayers which I have given you. And Baba said that you have a stamp upon of my blessings upon you. You could be receptive to my love anywhere, anytime. I of course give you that blessings. So this is the long and short of the new life. There are many, many instances in between of the different types of suffering Baba put us through, which I will relate tomorrow, because it will take some long time to do it.
I wonder, what should a Baba lover's attitude be towards saints or people on the spiritual path?
Now listen, yeah, this is a very important question.
Or other books, of, you know, just books.
Please give me some
like
little
this.
Water.
Or people that...
This is a very important subject. During his lifetime, time and again, Baba has given warnings. Baba has intimated all his disciples not to go to any other saints, because there are saints and saints we do not know in the world. It is very difficult to assess the value of a real saint, to assess the value of a really spiritually advanced man. There are many persons in the world, as I always say, that they look to be very saintly. They may even have saintly qualities. But to be a saint actually, to be advanced on the spiritual path, is the most difficult thing. And that is only achieved when a man completely loses his physical consciousness, enters into the subtle plane, and is only becomes subtly conscious for the time being, until he goes into the mental plane and he becomes unconscious of the subtle plane and unconscious of the physical plane. It's a compartmental existence. And that advancement, in the words of Baba, is a turning of the mind completely. The mind takes an about turn. He becomes oblivious to the world. The world doesn't exist for him. He is not conscious of the world. And then he advances. That person, and still we do not know, in the internal stages, whether he is on the first plane, second plane, third plane, fourth plane, sixth plane, seventh plane. Seventh plane is the highest plane. You see, there are many slips between the cup and the lip, and it is most difficult. Baba says, do not go to any saint. Whether somebody says that he is a real saint, somebody says he is an imitation saint, there is no reason for anybody who is connected with Meher Baba, the avatar of the age, the personification of God on earth, for that man to go anywhere at all. He very boldly and very emphatically said so, and to that end he issued warnings which are printed. If you have read it, there are certain booklets in which Baba has given warning that you should not go to any other saint at all.
Reading books like Sri Aurobindo or things like that of others, just out of curiosity.
The thing is, curiosity leads to an interest. Interest creates a necessity. Interest creates a habit. Habit creates a necessity, and man falls a prey to it. Reading those books are really not bad, but they are not absolutely important and necessary. If that is not necessary for us and important for us, why should we indulge in it? See, a man says, I do not want to fall into a well, but I like to go and stand on the parapet wall of the well and do acrobatics. And if the foot slips, he goes down and drowns himself. You see, why should we take that risk? To deviate from the personage who is the highest of the high, we are most, when we have come in the orbit of his love, when we have read about him and we know, are convinced about it, why should we digress ourselves, go from place to place? Like a butterfly going from one flower to another, we dissipate our spiritual energy by this. It is not absolutely necessary at all. We have to concentrate it. To get the full response of his blessings and love, we have to concentrate fully 100% upon him and him alone. Because as long as we are bound by the law, a law of illusion. We have to take recourse to. Somebody will come and say, why should we hate some other saint? And why should not? Why should you go? You are bound by law. You have to go through the process. You have to concentrate. Otherwise, the response you are going. In like manner, Baba says God is everywhere. There is God even in the saint. Hinduism said that God is in the stone also. So go and worship the stone. Go on rubbing your head up, against it your lifetime, maybe 10 lifetimes or 100 lifetimes. And you may get a response. But what will be the nature? What will be the speed of the response? What will be the volume of the response you are going to get? But here is Baba, he says, I've got everything ready, it is up to you just to open up yourself and take it. I am the ocean of love. Can you compare Meher Baba's statements with any of the saints, past or present? Ramakrishna Paramahansa was called avatar by somebody. He himself did not say that he was the avatar of the age. Aurobindo, somebody has said that Aurobindo was the avatar. He has not really claimed himself to be the avatar. But here is Meher Baba, day in and day out, he comes and says, I am the avatar of the age, I am the highest of the high. If he is really not, how could he have that courage to say? And what would he gain by saying this? I really honestly believe that if Meher Baba had called himself an ordinary saint, he would have a much greater following today than he has. But why should he say so? He must tell everything honestly that he is. So inevitably we have to come to the conclusion that what he says, he must be. Otherwise he's a madman. And a madman cannot draw these hundreds of people after him. You see, when we look upon a man, madman, we get away from him. We don't go after him at all. So how can Baba, during his silence all these years, how has he drawn so many hundreds of people, thousands of people all over the world? Is he really mad? So inevitably we have to come to the conclusion that what he says, he must be. Otherwise he is nothing. Baba says that you cannot accept me as something lesser than highest of the high. If I am something, I am highest of the high. Otherwise I am nothing. And if somebody comes out and says that Meher Baba is fraud, Baba is to openly, unequivocally come out and say, if you have the guts, come out in the world and declare to the world that Meher Baba is fraud. Don't wait for a moment. But if you have faith in me, if you accept me and really have the conviction and believe in me for what I have called myself, for what I am, then you submit yourself, give me your 100% love, obey me and love me and forget about everything else. This is the great royal road that has been given to us. Why should we run into the lanes and by lanes and leave the highway